You may have noticed a unique scent wafting through Nome this past week. Not your typical summer fragrance. It's the smell of bear urine, and it's part of a new idea being tested to keep muskox herds out of town.
We routinely, almost daily, now move muskox, but then they come back. So this is an attempt to maybe put out some type of deterrent to prevent them from coming in so close to town.
That's Tony Gorn, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologist for the Nome area. He says fish and game has tried it all, rubber bullets, firecrackers, even aircraft. But the most reliable way to move muskox and herds out of town is on foot. Now, with tension in Nome over threats to dogs and property from the large animals, Gorn thought it might be time to try a more natural approach.
Some of the groups, at least, of muskox are moving close to town is because they're trying to find a bear-free zone. So really the idea is make it appear like there may be bears in the local area and maybe they would move back out. It's absolutely not tested yet, but it's worth a try.
Gorn says the bear urine has been applied to two sites where people have had run-ins with the herds. However, Nome's windy and wet climate is proving a challenge for implementation. The bear urine's in small plastic containers like wicks, but Gorn says he's not sure how well the scent is carrying. The question many are asking is, where do you buy or harvest bear urine?
Well, you can buy it commercially. So the internet's a wonderful thing.
Gorn has been in contact with other biologists that deal with muskoxen, but says our situation on the Seward Peninsula is unique, and it's a polarizing issue for residents. Some are frustrated by the threat of the herds in their backyard. Others like the experience of living close to wildlife. Fish and Game plans to continue its experiments with bear urine in small test sites around Nome. But for now, while it might be an inconvenience, Gorn recommends chain link fences and dog kennels to keep pets safe.